Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, it's the Cat Named Mo Show, the only show with the balls to say vote for Trump, country music rocks, and NASCAR wives matter. Hey, he may be a sellout, but he ain't no dummy.
All right, we're going to stop this music right now because we just got joined by SBK in the house.
What's going on, everybody?
Listen, a lot.
Listen, SBK, you came at the right time.
I know. I need you here, honey.
No, it ain't you. It ain't you, JoJo.
I need Team Juice. You better just slow your roll down.
Don't mess with the juice.
Listen, I tried to mess with the juice, SBK.
Today's not the day to be messing with her.
No, it isn't.
We about to mess with you, girl.
Oh, God.
All right. What's going on? Your man left for you or something?
No, all good.
Your man won't commit to you.
Hold on. Let me ask you something. SBK.
Yes, sir.
How long would you wait?
For what?
Dating a girl. You guys have been on a couple dates.
All right.
And she likes you, you like her. But how long would you wait in order to have relations with her?
Huh. I can't say that there's a right time.
Okay.
But there is a length of time that's too long.
Would you wait 5 months?
I'd have to really be
Yeah.
Like, really, like.
And, okay.
But like, could you be getting it from somewhere like else?
Let me back it up a minute. And by the way, this is the Cat Named Mo Show. I'm Cat Named Mo. Jerrica, Ben Swig from the Migs and Swig Show, along with JoJo and SBK from Drew Garabo Live, just joining us, waiting on Paul Anthony, who I believe is coming through just the door.
There he is.
There he is. There he is.
Whose mic am I taking?
Oh, man, come here. You don't want to take my mic, man. Come look here. Look here.
We're going to have a good time. I'm in the house. Let me say something. Full force in the house.
Can I move you over to 5 Ben?
Man, Lou said to make sure to tell y'all, if you don't show me some love, he's going to kick that freaking ass. You already know, baby.
Hey, that was an entrance. Right there. Yeah. That was an entrance.
How are you?
Yeah. I see. Yeah, he's very shy. He's very shy.
So quiet.
Yes, he is. Yeah, Graham.
Okay.
Paul.
I like betting good food is good free food. What's going on?
Now, Paul, I know you got business to attend to, but we need you to help us with this young Puerto Rican girl over here, co-host, Jerrica.
Linda.
Linda. She making men wait 5 months before they can hit it.
Not making men. My man waited.
Or your man.
My
so it's
man.
Official.
We've been together for 7 years, so he's trying to school me on something.
No,
I don't know.
5 months.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I think it was 3 to 5 months. I really can't remember, but yeah, either way.
Oh, I'm sure he remembers.
Look, 5 months is a long time, but I ain't mad at you.
Thank you.
Right? Because,
my
you know,
parents raised me right.
That's right, and it's dangerous out here.
Amen.
No. You need to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen.
The scenario.
You need to know every aspect.
Yep.
When you get weak in the hips, you need to know he's going to get strong in the lips. Mm. Hello.
Okay.
You just need to know everything. That's all right. They don't know what's going on. But the bottom line is, you want to make sure you survey the land. Make sure y'all can ride together.
Thank you. I'm so happy you're here today.
Hold on. Wait. No, because he ain't fully informed yet. Oh. We don't do this. She been with this cat for 8 years. He ain't put a ring on it. She's not living with him.
We're moving in together soon. It's happening like in a couple months.
And according to him, he don't have a Facebook page.
No, okay. See, but you gotta let me explain my life, not let Mo say it.
You've known him for how long?
Okay.
Now they've been going together for 8 years.
We've been together for seven years. We met at a restaurant or whatever.
Okay.
We didn't move in together because I didn't want to move in together. Because originally I was thinking, well,
how come you ain't got a ring on it?
Listen, can you be quiet? Let me go. Let's turn his mic off.
Is there vodka anywhere?
Right.
Wait, I'm interested in this.
So we didn't move in together because of me. He's always wanted to live together, but I was trying to do the old-fashioned way, and I was like, I want to wait till we get engaged, and then we can get married, and then move in together.
So old-fashioned, she's 29 kids, and still living at like home. That. Let her make sure
whatever.
You get that
information. Fashioned is old
Listen,
for a reason.
Yeah, I'm privileged, you, okay? You, you're a hater because you... I'll be nice.
Let me yeah, how you gonna call SBK nice. A hater?
But y'all been
no,
living
not,
together.
Not SBK.
I am a hater, but you know, not right now.
But y'all been living together for 7 years.
No.
No, we've been dating. We've been together for 7 years.
Together.
And we're gonna move in together now, like in a couple months. We are literally
really
moving,
you got
like
the,
now.
You got
but
the
within
apartment?
That 7 year time, y'all did sort of get affectionate with one another.
Oh right? My God. Well, yeah.
Okay, great. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Paul, let me tell you something, Paul. He ain't hitting it right.
Oh my God,
you can look
you're
at
gross.
It. Yeah, I'm with her about 5 days a week. He ain't hitting it right.
I was about to say, if it's that long,
yeah.
And is that patient? Then some, he missing something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, right. That was my point. That's exactly what I said.
Right? You know,
yeah.
No. Either that or you're bored.
What is happening?
Tell him.
You were just on my side.
Have you had sex with anybody else besides him in your life?
I'm getting all the details.
Yeah, now he is fully informed.
Does he keep everything exciting?
Yes, guys.
I mean, does he walk in there with like a catcher's mitt helmet?
Listen.
With a biking helmet? Is the midget in the corner with a camcorder?
No,
what's going on?
No.
What are we
I
missing?
Am madly and deeply in love with this man.
That's what you say that's when beautiful. He ain't hitting it right. She went skydiving 2 weeks ago, and I made the statement that if your girl got to go skydiving for a thrill, you ain't hitting it right.
It was so much fun. But
really?
It was like a... It felt like a roller coaster. I don't think I'd ever do it again.
That may be beautiful, but let me say something. Okay. Bungee jumping, skydiving, mm-hmm. water floons, mm-hmm. those are all the things I do in the bedroom. You ain't got to go nowhere.
Exactly.
It should be done right. There's something I'm missing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand, but I'm with you. I'm just trying to understand.
Okay.
Well, she's hopeless. I'm trying to help her, though. I love her to death. We have Paul Anthony from Full Force in there. SBK joining us. Paul, you are here to discuss, talk to us. I know there's an event going on, but we also want to talk about men's health, correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Man. Absolutely.
And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here. I wanted SBK, and he's after drive.
Okay.
I wanted him in because he is about a month away, less than a month away from getting a kidney transplant that he has been waiting for a long time. So this
That's
is a guy blessing. That under, yeah, you Bless. Know what I'm saying?
Bless.
Yeah.
Bless.
Well, I'm a big Full Force fan, first of all, but I'm even a bigger fan of you and your positivity through your
journey.
Your journey, yeah, yes, and I find it amazing. I saw Unsung the other night for the first time, and I was just like, I didn't know all this was going on with
Nobody really did until that Unsung. You know, there was a lot about Full Force, even with the music that no one knew.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I like to tell people the father, he gives his toughest battles to his toughest warriors. And I've always been part of the mind-body-spirit connection. I've used that in the gym training. You guys know of the people I've inspired in fitness and bodybuilding throughout my entire career. So when that came, it was quite shocking.
Explain for the people that aren't aware.
Yeah.
So explain give the backstory. Go ahead.
Yeah. Back in 2006, I was in a gym training with my training partner, and I was working out, and I think I was squatting like 405 for reps, and I was feeling great. But then I saw a lump in my neck, and he said, "Boy, you have to check that out." So I'm very proactive
with
my health. I don't wait like most of us do and should not do. And I checked it out, and I went and. Went to the ear and eye infirmary, and they did what's called an FNA, which is a fine needle aspiration. They took out some fluid, and they said seemed to be consistent with mantle cell lymphoma. So I wasn't too sure what that was, you know, but I looked it up. I was like, wow, you know. So then we went further and did a whole biopsy.
Right.
And it says, yes, mantle cell lymphoma. And then I looked it up. It's a non-Hodgkin's. It's not inherited. It's acquired. And
acquired how? Did you do something wrong?
We don't know. That's what I'm saying. When it's inherited, you know it's coming from the bloodline.
Right.
When it's acquired, it could be from anything, you know? And the two words I see is fatal and non-curable. No, I said no. It was non-curable and fatal.
Wow.
Those are two words I saw. And my brother Lou was there, and I remember saying to myself, wow, that's the first thing. And then 30 seconds after that, I said, I'm not changing nothing. And that's what just came to me, you know, meaning my constitution, my belief. So I started going to work right there internally, you know, and energetically. I started saying, okay, cool, I got to deal with this. I started changing my diet, my nutrition. And later on, we found out I was in the third, going to the fourth stage. So you're dealing with a very elusive enemy, and We started going to various hospitals to see which one would work for my type of cancer. One was too severe, one was too light. And, you know, once again, confirmation comes in very strange ways, because then when I got to Memorial Sloan Kettering, the doctor came out and he said, "Hi, I'm your doctor, Paul. My name is Paul Anthony Hamlin." And I'm like, wow. And I looked up and I said, "Thank you." And he looked around the room and I said, "All my life I've bet on Paul Anthony. And it's the first time I've met another Paul Anthony. So I tell you what, I'm going to bet on Paul Anthony." And that was my confirmation. So make a long story short, to give you an abbreviated version, we went through various. The first thing he did was test my brothers. And Lou was a 10 for 10 match, which means the highest donor that you can get, the highest level. So we put that away. We knew he had that for safekeeping. So now I went through the dance, the various chemotherapies and, you know, I mean, it was intense. We put it at bay. We knew it wasn't going to be cured. So one or two things would happen. Either the success rate of an allogenic transplant, meaning an outside donor, would go higher, or they'd find a cure. So we did an allolongus transplant, which is using my own. Since I was in great shape, he was able to use my own. It came back in 5 years.
So you'd gotten rid of it in five years.
Yeah, I got rid of it in five
years. 5 years.
When that happened, that's when I did that unsung one you guys said.
Okay.
Because I said to myself, "Well, you know something? I've got to do more than just eat, sleep, and I've got to touch people. And if it comes back, because we don't know if tomorrow's promise.
Right.
So if it does come back, or if God says it's time for you to join me, I've got to leave my mark, my legacy."
Right.
So I said, "Okay, let me make sure I'm impactful. In case I got to go to another land, I left my mark."
Right.
That was my. So then I started doing unsung. God bless my beloved Kathy Hughes. She put it all over. Unsung on Radio 1 became the most watched episode in TV 1 history in that market.
It was very, very compelling.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, man. Yeah. So I was going to make sure Unsung was going to go that way, you know, energized, high energy, not just saddening. No, I wasn't going to do that. So it became very impactful. We continued touring and doing everything. And we was just about to head to Miami for D-Wade because Gabrielle, we're her favorite group, and we was going to surprise her with a performance, and D-Wade was flying us all in. And then I got the phone call, "Paul, you need to get in here right away because you're so blessed. You went from 9 to 18, you know, which is an indicator that things have gotten really went in another direction.
Right.
And then
you didn't feel anything. You felt the same, even though it's going all the way in the other direction.
Right, okay. Right. That's why when you're dealing with an elusive animal like that, you cannot wait.
Right.
You know, but so went in and got, now this time it was a different kind of treatment, you know, because the body's very adaptive, so you can't use the same chemotherapy. So I'm talking about 14 days in a row, twice a day, triple dose, high intensity chemo. It was something else. And then you just have to wait. And that's when you was fighting for your life.
Can I pause you there?
Yes, sir.
At any point during the 14 days of what you have just described as very intensive chemo, at any point did you want to go, did you curse God? Did you say, "Why me?" Did you throw your hands up? And did you say, "Just get this over with, man. I'm done." I mean, you got those thoughts. No matter how strong you are, they have to enter your head.
No matter how strong you are. Right. And you shouldn't be ashamed to say that. No, I never said that.
Never said it.
I never said "why me" to this day. And sometimes I ask myself, why didn't I say "why me"? But to this day, I kid you not, on my children, I never said, "Oh, why me? Why you?" No, I thought, and I still believe, that he was preparing me to be one of his most ultimate chosen servant leaders. And like when I first got diagnosed, my wife, first thing she said is, "Let's go to a spiritual healer." And the spiritual healer said, "Look, you're going to be okay, but I need to put you through some things. So when you talk to people, they know your words of life and death is true." So the more severe it got, the more I was like, "Oh man, this is intense." But I never said, "Why me?"
Right.
Never did. I was like, "Okay, I get it. What you're trying to tell me, I get it." He wants me to, because sometimes you have to go to the brink to know what you're made of.
True.
You have to go to the edge. So I went there, and, you know, it's not just me, but I'm surrounded and insulated by others, like my wife, my children, my brothers. You know, I had that there. But
right.
I was always that one. If this would have happened to Lou and B instead of me, I'd have been a basket case. Because then I'm like, I'm not good sitting on the sidelines. I've always been a front end, front line. I've always been a tip of the sword type dude.
Right.
I got it. Let's go. So I was ready for it. So when my doctor said, right now you're fighting for your life. Because oncologists, they're trying to give you the raw dog deal, you know? And he said, well, right now you're fighting for your life. I said, well, hurry up and do what you're going to do. So me and the father going to do, I know what we're going to do. But I meant that. I never thought about, oh, man, why is this? Or, hey, why are you doing this? I was like, yeah, let's dance. I'm ready. Because when I come through this, I've got work to do. You know, I've got God work to do.
Right.
And I'm built for that. I've always been in front. I've always been. But now it's not about for the records or the hit or the platinum. It's to touch, change, and impact lives.
That state of mind, did that come from being raised in the church? Or, I mean, did you acquire it? I mean, once you found out you were sick, did you then turn to God, spirituality, and faith? Or was that something inherent in you from your birth?
I've always been that way.
Okay.
I've always been that way. If you search our albums, from our first album, 1985, the last song in the album is The Man Upstairs.
Okay.
The next album, the last song in the album is God Will Fix It. The next album, God Is My Friend. We always
did you ever think about giving God track one?
He got it all.
This might be the problem. This might be why it happened. God might have been saying, can't I get at least side?
Yeah. Sure, he got 10% of all them souls. No doubt. So that's what I mean when I say he gives his toughest battles, toughest words, because I've always been that way. And the same tools I use in a gym, you know, people who work out hard, bodybuilders or foot, they know, you know, sometimes I'm training and the weight is too heavy, you know, I'm squatting. I was working with this one NFL athlete, weighed about 100 pounds more than me, but was pushing the same weight. I had like 10 plates on each side of the leg press and I just was repping out. And he said, yo, how do you do that? I said, you know why? I said, because you're naturally stronger than me. So I have to call upon it from elsewhere. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, I just transport. I close my eyes and I transport where I want to see, where I want to be. And then I said, I get it from the rainforest. I get it from that. He said, rainforest?
Right, yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
but I go
wasn't
there.
Expecting that.
Right. So I use those tools. I apply those same tools to fight the beast also.
Do you see any correlation with what you were going through? Not were going through, but going through now, Kev?
I was screaming, why me, on the way here. No, actually, I do see a lot of that. I do feel like it happened to me for a reason. And being on the radio, I feel like, well, this is my calling. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered, well, what is... I see people that are passionate about different causes, and none of them ever spoke to me. And then when I had my situation with kidney disease, I said, oh, that's it.
Which kind of snuck up on you as well,
oh,
correct?
It did sneak up. But instead of running from it, I decided I can't ignore it. I can't say, well, let me get through my kidney disease and I'm good. I had to embrace it and fight it. Like you say, dance with it. You got to dance with
it.
So I'm still same different disease, same situation. Mm-hmm. I wish I was as positive. And that's why I wanted to come up and shake his hand and just tell him how much he meant to me coming up. And when I found out his story, it just was like, it just sucked me in.
Well, let me ask you this. Why don't you think that you possess the positivity that he does?
Have you met him?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so Kevin, give him a backhand.
You're wrong.
So you go through all the stages of grief.
Right.
Denial, depression, all of anger. And I bounce around. Sometimes I accept it. Sometimes I'm angry. Sometimes I'm sad. And it just goes. I have a better grip on it now than I've ever had.
Right.
Just to let you know, since we're talking about it, I was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. I found out Monday that I'm now stage 5.
Hmm.
Now, my transplant is set for May 24th. That doesn't stop the disease from progressing, though. So... I'm at the last stage. There is no stage 6.
Stage 5 is the final stage.
It's the final stage. So I'm getting ready for that, but, you know, I am just trying to stay strong until it's time for me to have my surgery.
Right. Well, that roller coaster of emotion, I think you say, Paul Anthony, is not conducive to the health, to him staying around until he gets that transplant, right?
Right. It's not conducive, but what is conducive is moments like this. Moments when other champion servant leaders like myself can exchange energy. I mean, I didn't know all that about you. I didn't know all that. But the moment I walked in, you were the first person I hugged and got on your mic.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
It wasn't me. He guided me to you.
Right.
You got to believe that. You know what I mean? So as you're on the phone, you sharing that with the people, that energy, you put it out, do you get it back? That's medicine personified. And that's going to help extend you to when you get your transplant.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you. Coming up, I was in a full force cover group called Maximum Impact.
Really?
And yes. And you can tell by looking at me that I was the Paul Anthony of that group.
That's
you
why
can,
I came
you can
to you.
See it in the eye.
Right.
And
that's
actually,
what it was.
It was just me and one other dude, so I had to double up. I was Paul Anthony and Bowlegged Lou.
Oh,
and I
man.
Didn't have bow legs, so I had to stand
right.
like this.
Right.
So
there it is.
All of that comes full circle.
There, see, it makes sense. Things that, make sense.
Can we go to break? Can we talk full force? Can we talk about
yes,
being
sir,
a full force back in the
you
day?
Want. I'm here.
All right, JoJo's going to snort her way
oh,
through
God.
It too. We got Vince Wig, we got JoJo, we got Jerrica. We've got SBK, Paul Anthony from Full Force. I'm a cat named Mo. We're all coming back. Don't you go anywhere.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.